Hi, this is Ola, your host at Get Rich a Teacher, a podcast for ambitious language teachers and coaches. As a language teacher or a coach, you know that what you do can absolutely change lives. You watch your students and clients every day get successful in their careers, at school, in relationships, because of the language skills that you equip them with. You are their biggest fan and cheerleader, but who is yours? That will be me. I'm here to inspire you, motivate you, and give you a positive kick up your bum. I'll also help you build a profitable, sustainable, and enjoyable teaching day business because you totally deserve to have one and to build it your own way. If you want to find out more about my free resources, go to the link in the show notes or go to my website, olakowalska.com. Now, grab a drink and tune in. And by the way, don't forget to let me know what you're doing while listening because I absolutely love receiving messages like that on my Instagram at Ola Coaches Teachers. See you there. Hey teacher, so in today's episode, we are going to move on. I don't know if you're listening to them weekly or if you've only just discovered. Let me know, by the way, it would be great to find out. To all the old listeners, I hope you've noticed the new intro and outro. New music, always good to change stuff so that it doesn't get boring. But anyways, we are going to talk a lot more about group classes, group programs, and a business model based on language group programs and selling to groups of people rather than selling one-to-one classes. This is because this is the bread and butter of my own business, but also this is what I'm most passionate about. I'm most passionate about helping people build businesses that are sustainable. And while one-to-ones are great, I actually have nothing against one-to-ones. Not many people can, however, make it into a sustainable business model. So that's why I'm so passionate about helping people build amazing language offers that serve more than one person at once. It is a little bit more of a complex process, and that's why I want to, for the next few weeks, take you through what it takes, how long it takes, so that you've got a better understanding. And obviously, if you're ready, when you're ready, there is the Rocket Accelerator, my program that is exactly about that. We're going to spend together 6 months there, validating, building, marketing, and launching your wonderful group program. So yeah, if you ever feel cold, please do message me and ask me about it. And yeah, for now, we're going to focus on building more awareness a little bit more so that you feel a bit more confident, especially if you've been considering, or maybe you've even sold a few groups so far. So in the next few episodes, I'm going to be talking about lots of things that have to do with your language group program needs to have to be effective, all that jazz. We are going to cover all of it because it's not the easiest thing to do. But once you get that idea, once you can get it running, it's really satisfying and it can totally turn your business in a positive way upside down. So the first question I'm answering today is an actual question that comes up so much, and it's, what does it take to run a group program? What does it take to turn it into a business, to add it to your business? So a word of explanation is that the way I teach running group programs is based on the fact that I see them as bread and butter of your business. So it's not that I ask anybody to completely quit teaching one-to-one, but I want you to land in a situation where your group classes become the biggest bulk of your income. It's definitely the case for me. It took a while. Let's be honest, it took a while. And I'm going to talk about a little bit about how that looked from my perspective. But also, there is always this caveat that my business has always had a clear solution to a person's problem, while with people I work with, you, language teachers and coaches, this is the hurdle that we need to go past and kind of like figure out before building a group program or any one too many offer. So what it actually takes is a few skills and a little bit of knowledge about the people that you're serving. So in order to sell your group program successfully, and let's be honest, it's not going to be an overnight success. In the first launch, you're probably going to sell it to 4, 5, up to 10 people. If it's more, then you're an absolute king and you should let me know. Obviously, it has to be at a price point that also makes sense. So it's probably not a problem selling an offer that is super, super low ticket. But again, in my world, a group program is also something that you price so that it can become your bread and butter. So it can't be too cheap, right? So that's where I'm taking those numbers of signups from. Obviously, it will differ. But in order to even start thinking about it, you need to have some knowledge about your audience. You need to start seeing them not as students, but as clients with a problem. So a very useful activity that I recommend to people is thinking about, are there any common threads that are running through all your one-to-ones? So this is basically, this could be taken in two directions. One direction could be, if you know that there are common threads, this is literally your target audience. Your target audience are the people who have something in common that you've, like, that you feel passionate about helping them. And this could like help you actually for your business to take off in the one-to-one capacity. But then the next step is that a lot of people already pass that. Oh, I'm tired of working one-to-one. So groups become this this kind of idea of freedom. And it, they definitely can be. Not only can be, but they usually do become a much more freedom providing kind of solution or a business model. Because when you know, not because, but that whole argument of knowing a bit more about your audience becomes particularly relevant if you want to build a group program, because you cannot be trying to attract as many people or to cater to as many different people as possible. That's unfortunately what a lot of people are trying to do when they sell classes that are based on CFR levels. And unfortunately, when it comes to sales, it doesn't work that well. I'm going to record a separate episode about that. So knowing a little bit more about people's struggles and having at least some sort of a simple shape of who your target audience might be is the beginning. Then you also need to see whether your audience, if you already have one, is monetizable. If not, maybe it's time to build a new community. And that's very often the case for my clients. And that's okay. It takes time, but it's worth it, because what you want is not a massive community or a massive following. What you want is a group, even a small group, but of relevant people. So the way I see it is that the more specific courses you build that solve a very specific person's problem, the more expensively you can charge, the more expensively you can sell them at. So that is the whole rationale. But again, I'm going to speak about the whole content of the course in another episode. Then again, the next thing that you need is a basis of a marketing strategy. So a marketing strategy would take into account what your audience needs. There are those two elements: what your audience needs, where they currently are at, and what your course can do for them, right? How it can solve that problem. The more specific it is, the easier it is to create a social media or a marketing strategy in general. A marketing strategy would usually take people from a level of very low awareness, or some people call it like they might be aware of their problem, but they will not be aware of how your course solves that problem. And through a creation of a good marketing campaign that usually lasts about 3 months, it could be longer, usually not shorter, I don't recommend that, you take people on the journey of from not knowing much to understanding, aha, this is how this thing can help me. So a good example might be, let's say that you work with mums and you want to open a group course that helps them prepare, helps them get in, stay in touch with their language so that they can go back to work. I'm making it up, as you can see, that can help them stay in touch with the language before they go to work. So it's like, it's a little bit like business language, but also just a lot of communication, that kind of stuff. So at the beginning of that marketing campaign, that target audience, that mom, let's say that you're teaching English, that mom, that non-native speaking mom who needs English for their work when they come back from maternity leave, she's at this stage where she probably thinks that she needs to consume more and learn more words and need to just do more, right? Well, clearly, you probably know that what they need is just a safe space to practice, that they need things that are relevant to them for their job and for their life, their stage of life as well. They also need to be able to talk about their experiences. So, for example, of being a mom, because that would what would probably make your course appealing to them. So at the beginning, they are not very aware. So you need to educate them quite a lot, but not educate them so that they learn more words, because that doesn't do anything to your marketing. You need to educate them in terms of understanding the solution to their problem better, because their problem in that with that imaginary kind of target audience is that they are not in touch with their language, they are busy, they have some sort of a distorted view of how to look after their language skills. They are getting a bit frustrated. Maybe they're even getting anxious about going back to work. So your content should be making it clearer what the actual solution is. Then as you move down that kind of journey of your marketing, you would also start presenting how your course can do that, or how your solution, it's not even your course, because that's what we do in the last stage of your marketing journey, of your marketing strategy. In the second phase, you're talking about the possible solutions. So for example, this mom could consider one-to-one classes, but then you could tell her, well, if you want to feel less lonely, if you want to feel understood, you clearly need group classes. So you need to educate again that target persona on why your solution is good. So every time people say to me, well, people prefer one-to-ones, have you told them that groups are better? I think that in that period of before you even start selling, so about 3 months, you need to communicate what you want your potential client to know before you even sell to them. And most people don't do that. Most people expect that by posting things that are mildly related to language and then selling off of that is going to work. It usually, it may have some effect, but it's usually attracting random people and it's not a strategy. It's not. So if you're kind of like, if what I say appeals, so that kind of lifestyle, as well as working with people who really need you, working with quite a niched market, if that kind of is what you want to do, because it would probably take different methods if you want to be an influencer. And that's okay. But again, my method is different. I work with a different type of person. I work with teachers who have families, who value their free time, who don't want to be glued to their phones and create viral content. So this is how this is different, right? And marketing strategy will then guide your potential client through a journey of lack of awareness to awareness of what the solution to their problem is, to awareness of what the course is about. So if you want to see that in action, by the way, for the last month or so, I started a campaign, actually. So most of my podcast content is leading to my sale of the Rocket Accelerator program. So it's taking people from lack of awareness of why they are, for example, burnt out, or why things are not working. So things that are at the beginning relevant to them before they are even thinking about buying my Rocket Accelerator course. Then the content that this episode, for example, is a very good example of that mid-level, or that middle of the marketing campaign content, because it's already talking about the solution, and the solution to your problem, at least that's what I like to think, is running group classes, right? And the closer we get to the launch of my course, the more I will be talking about how my course can help. So this is exactly what it is. It, as a concept, it may sound complicated, but actually the more clarity you've got around what your audience needs, as well as what your offer does. So offer creation is extremely important, and that is why it's one of the biggest modules in the Rocket Accelerator. You are then able to build like literally a list of topics that will take them through that journey, because that's what it takes. It's not about thinking every week, oh, I should post something. No, it becomes so much more focused on, again, that journey from unaware to nearly ready to buy, right? And obviously we do that in the course. The next thing is that a lot of people unfortunately expect that the process is much shorter. There is a reason why Rocket Accelerator lasts 6 months, because I think while you could do it faster, you could genuinely go through the process and probably do it within 4. That would be the minimum. And that includes the 90 days of a marketing strategy. I would say that with like planned procrastination, with life happening, and with everything that you're working on at the moment, so like still having one-to-one classes, still doing other things, like your life doesn't stop, your work doesn't stop, so you cannot expect that everything will happen overnight. And it's a lot of work. Launching a course does take a lot of work. Like thinking and conceptualizing all of that takes mental effort. So unfortunately, I'm sorry if I'm crushing your dreams here of launching tomorrow. I think you need to prepare. And the biggest problem, the biggest result, negative result of you doing it too soon is that your audience will be cold. A cold audience is an audience who is just not ready to buy. They are there, but they are not nurtured. So by nurturing, I mean exactly that. Creating content that they find relevant, that helps them, that takes them on a journey, that speaks to their problems, speaks to them at their level, doesn't teach them new things. Because that's what your course is for, right? It's like, for example, I am not in this series of podcasts for the next few months until the launch. I'm not going to exactly teach you like what to do step by step to like what kind of content to post, right? I can tell you about the concept, but it would be stupid if I taught you exactly what to say, because number one, that's impossible, because everybody's offer is different and everybody's target audience is different. And number two, that's what my course is for, right? So, and also like people don't commit to free. So while I totally believe that you are a very loyal listener, I think you're only able to commit when you pay for something. And that's exactly the same for your clients. So taking them on that attraction first, then nurturing journey, and then selling your course just takes time. It takes time also for you to develop enough guts, enough skills, they are marketing skills, sales skills, and nobody wants to ever admit that they become a marketer and a salesperson, but you do, even if it's basic level of knowledge and like utilizing of those skills, you do need to learn that stuff. So it takes time. So I would expect a minimum of 4 months. 6 is the sweet spot that I've noticed. So for some people, it takes much longer, with some people taking even a year. And that's especially if they still work for somebody else or have a lot of one-to-ones. They only have very, very limited time daily to focus on their business. But hopefully that's given you a little bit of what it takes. And finally, once you have accepted that it will take some time, that the marketing will take some time, that the growing of your relevant audience will take some time, you're going to launch. And launching is a skill in itself. Launching doesn't take that long. Launching usually takes about a week up to 10 days. So it's not too bad. But still, you need to know how to do it strategically so that it actually sells, right? Because nobody has a problem offering things for free, doing things for free. But then when it comes to when money is involved and selling to a group of people, rather than just saying, I offer one-to-ones and then having a one-to-one conversation, a sales call or something, a discovery, language consultation, it usually is not that big of a deal. But preparing yourself to sell to a group of people is a bigger deal. And it's scary sometimes. So that's why, for example, in my world, we practice. We first sell something small so that everybody is prepared, so that they are more ready. And also so we have more information when it comes to what their audience are interested in. So we call it a minimal viable product. And it's just part of the whole approach. And we very often do it before we start marketing the group program. So that is it. This is what you can expect. I wonder what your thoughts are, if it's kind of changed your impression a little bit. Please do let me know, get in touch, and I'll see you in the next episode for even more interesting and insightful content about running group classes and a business based on a group program. See you later. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please do subscribe and leave me a review. This helps me reach more people like you and help them. Also, don't be a stranger. Send me a message on Instagram or on LinkedIn and make sure that you sign up to my newsletter, where you will get inspirational stories, tips, and access, early access to all my offers straight to your inbox weekly. Also, as well as reminders about new episodes of this podcast. Also, check out my paid offers, The Rocket Fuel, which is a course that will help you become a booked out teacher by learning how to promote yourself effectively, and my signature Rocket Accelerator that will help you build a profitable and sustainable business around your own group language course. That's it from me. I hope to see you again here next week. Bye.